Blog Talk Radio.
What an idol. Idol's got a top 13, and wow, that was awesome. We won't spoil you guys on the West Coast, but I'm happy with the group. There's two or three that I kind of wish would have not have made it, or at least like two that I didn't make it. But it was a good show. I can't wait to watch it. I wish one of them would move their damn show, Survivor or Idol, because now we're going to have to, and I don't have a DVR, so it's going to be one of those things. But let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. That's right. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show live on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to start out by saying a very, very special thanks to Survivor Whisper for letting us now post the show on their group. Cherry, you're with us tonight. Ben will be calling in a second. I might have to start getting him up here because when we do announcements, he needs to be up here for announcements. But Cherry, say hello to everyone.
Hi everyone, how you doing out there? Hi everybody in the chat room.
You go to Survivor Whisper. You read that. Isn't that site awesome?
It is a great site. I love it.
You know what I love about it, and I want to tell you guys one thing I love about it is because the castaways come back and they post there, and it's nice to see the interactive with the fans. And the castaways, just like our show. And what way to support a site on Facebook is, you know, if you ain't a member of that, go to Survivor Whisper and join that group because it's a huge group. They do chats once in a while, too. And you get to talk with your favorite, you know, it's like a little thing. It's pretty cool. And, you know, you get a chance. I mean, to communicate with them, too. So, I mean, and they're always popping in there. Oh, my gosh. Next week, again, I wish Ben was up here. He's going to have to, you know, I have to start doing announcements now because we have two great guests this week. But next week, the guy that lots of people hate from last season, Marty. Well, Ron was a fan of his. I kind of liked him. He was one of my favorites, actually. I liked him all season long. Cherry, you know I liked him. You know I'm looking forward to this.
Absolutely.
Marty was... What?
I think we all are.
Yeah, we all are. But, I mean, lots of people didn't like him. It can be controversy. Kind of like Jonathan a little bit. And tonight we got Jonathan calling in. And Jonathan is more than Survivor, in my opinion. He is a... star. He's been in some great movies, some great TV shows, and he's even won awards for some of that stuff. And what else can we say about him? And we should be getting Holly calling in tonight, too. Holly's going to be calling in. She's doing this thing. Cherry, help me out on that. I forget what's actually going. Do you remember what the post says? I know it's Special Olympics. Anyways, do you have it written there? Do you need to look it up?
I'd have to go look it up. I know it's the Special Olympics.
Yeah, we both are like that. Yeah. Anyways, when she calls in, we can just wait till she calls in.
Promote
and,
it. Yeah,
maybe
tell
you
us
can go look it up, the information, where we can have it ready for the chat room. Anyways, Holly's supposed to call in towards the end of the show to plug that, and I'm hoping to steal her for a couple of minutes, talk about Survivor. Okay. I have to start the show off with a dance, and you know what I'm going to do. And the dance is... Russell, you suck! Woohoo! Dance fever! You're over on Redemption Isle! Ha ha ha! You got played, I'll play by a rooster! Woohoo! That's right, Russell!
The price is wrong, bitch!
That's right! The price is wrong! That's right, okay. If you're a Russell fan and you're listening to this podcast and you never listened to my show, I'm not a fan of him. And okay, I'm not a fan of him on Survivor. So all my Russell fans, you know, sorry, but you know how I feel. And if you're a first-time listener and you don't like him, I mean, I see so many people on Twitter and stuff doing the happy dance too, so... So, go team Rob, go team Rob, and go team Rooster. I don't know. Rooster is a nice guy, but there's some other people I'm liking over there, too. But we'll talk Survivor in a little bit. Man, don't forget Sunday show. Amazing Race is hot right now. Louis comes in every Sunday. And we got Michelle Costa every Monday. And Tuesday we have a potluck of... whatever happens. You never know what's going to happen on yeah, I like this Biz Man. Russell Hole. Oh, Russell, wait, I forgot. Ben told me to say his name many ways because of the when they wrote it on the thing, Cherry.
Mhm.
Did you see how they kept on spelling it wrong?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so Ben told me to keep on mispronouncing it different ways, but I don't know if I can do it because it's hard for me to pronounce it the one way. No, I can know Russell, but Russell, is it Russell, 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 Russell? No, see, they did it more than just that, Michelle. So, anyways, I keep on saying anyways. Fucked. Also, my powers to be told me not to say the F word tonight. So if I do slip it, sorry.
You have powers that be on your own show?
Oh, yeah, there's always somebody in charge of somebody on top. But, yeah, you're part of the powers to be. Don't you know that?
Damn.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you're always telling me what to do. It's just not on air.
You just never listen.
Hey, you know what? Don't say that. You know I do. I just don't tell you. Because I don't want you to think you're right. Hey. Yes. Okay. I'm trying to think what else we need to talk. You know, this is why I need you guys to start helping me out. But and reminding me what to talk about. Because I'm totally brain farts sometimes. But Cherry, do you got anything you got? Do we need to bring up real quick? We got a couple minutes.
Well, I just put the information about Holly in the chat room. It has the link and the Special Olympics information. It is the South Dakota firstgiving.com. Special Olympics of South Dakota provides year-round sports training and competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So.
Yeah, so she'll be calling in to discuss that and to give you guys the what the money's going for. And yes, Michelle, two-timing with her, you know, but RR means Rad Reality, not Reality Review or whatever her show is called. I'm going to have to talk to Missy still, but I'm just joking, Missy knows. She even told me sorry that it happened like that, but that wasn't her doing. So I'm just going to go with that. But tonight we have some huge guests. Like I said, Jonathan's calling in. And I'm excited for that. Are you not excited to talk to him?
I am.
I am so excited. I gotta stop these vocal pauses. He is such a well-known actor. The Nanny.
I didn't realize that he had been on so many TV shows.
Oh yeah, I mean his bio is huge. I went into his bio where they show the movies and everything, and it was going fast. Yeah, I'm going to pick up Ben real quick because, hey, Ben, you got to start coming in right at 10, I think. Yeah, you're going to have to start coming in right at 10 for you can join along with this brain farts with me, okay?
I was practicing my meditation as prescribed by Cowboy last week.
You know, speaking of Cowboy, you know, it's a good time to do something. Cowboy is awesome.
Cowboy is awesome.
Cowboy's awesome, and I think it's time to take a commercial break, or a little break real quick, anyways. And you know what I'm going to do, you know, because I love Cowboy. Let's do this.
Hey, yeehaw! This is Cowboy from Survivor number 13, Cook Island. Yeah, I had just had a great, great, great time at a rad reality show here, and eat more rice. Okay, see y'all.
Cowboy, eat more rice. That's our new model here. Eat more rice. I'm going to ask him if I can do a t-shirt. Cowboy was on the Rad Reality Show and told us to eat more rice.
I have to ask him if I was cheating. Tonight I ate a burrito and it had rice in it, so if that counts or not, I need to find out.
Was it brown?
No, it was like white rice, but
it didn't count.
Good, though. It was wicked good, so I don't know. It may count, you know?
I bet he would like just the burrito part, too. So, I mean.
Yeah, where are the rules on it, anyways? Who's got the rules for the Eat More Rice campaign?
I don't know. Somebody needs to go to that webpage and find that. Maybe Paul can do it. He's not called in tonight yet.
Okay.
Find the Eat More Rice site. Google it, somebody. And find out if there's rules about eating more rice.
Administrations
yeah.
All that stuff.
I wonder if there is a site. Did he say there was a site?
Well, he started to... there is a site, yeah. I've got them liked on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Eat More Rice, and you can join the page there. It's got all the info. But Cowboy was explaining something about the rice last week. We have to get something that sprouts or something like that. You know, I'm going to make a clip of that. That
Jerry,
way we'll all remember.
Yes.
Do you remember anything about the rice?
He said that it needs to be the type that sprouts. So it must, I'm sure it has to be brown rice or some rice that hasn't been processed a lot.
Right, right. And he did recommend against buying the new Chinese plastic rice because it's made out of plastic. And it's for real. I looked it up on the internet and it says... it's for real. China is experimenting with synthetic plastic rice. So don't buy Chinese rice.
Hey, let me address the chat room real quick and a couple of things I wanted to note. We will be taking calls tonight. We'll probably ask a few questions ourselves. And if you guys want to call in for Jonathan, the number is 347-237-5506. Cherry Garcia is in the chat room. You can ask her to ask a question. And she will slap me and kick Ben to let her talk. We also wanted to say, if I can't read you guys, it's because my eyes are bad. And if you're a first-time listener, I'm sorry. But I try my best to read as much as I can. I have a blind spot on my right eye. Yeah, the right eye. Yeah, right eye. And so that's why I see many new listeners we have guests and people who are new out there. So I want to make sure we address them, everyone, and the regulars, you know, make sure everyone's welcomed and say thank you. And He should be calling in any minute now. We told him 10:15, right?
Yep.
And I know he knows about it. I know he remembers because he posted it on his Facebook. So that's the, I always, whenever I see a post on the Facebook, you always, it's always a good thing. That means they remembered. Just if you're Lane. Now, if you tweet something from, if you see Lane tweet something, he's going to kick my ass for this, but if he tweets something and he says he's going to be somewhere, don't believe that. And you can ask his fans what I'm talking about. But, yeah, he was supposed to show up last night to the VRO, and he even tweeted it. And oh, my gosh.
You didn't make it?
Didn't make it. So, hey, I know this is, must be Jonathan, and I'm excited. And to open up the phone with him, we're going to play a song, and let's see if he remembers where this song comes from or if he's heard this clip or this thing in a long time.
Sure. Naked Truth.
Jonathan, welcome to the Rad Reality Show. This is Ron Rad. We got Ben on the line and Cherry Garcia.
Cherry Garcia, Ben Rad. Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
So,
going.
Did you hear my clip?
Sure.
You was
just
that
played
from?
The Naked Truth.
That's right. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm gonna admit something because I always admit to the people that call in when I didn't know something. Well, I didn't realize you were on that show, and I loved that show when you were on Survivor.
Is that right? You didn't know it was me when you were watching Survivor? When did you find out or figure it out?
When Ben told me.
Okay. Yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story. When we were doing, when I was on Cook Islands, and let's see, that was 5 years ago, something. And yep. Naked Truth was more than that. I mean, I did the Naked Truth in the 90s. Like 95, I guess I was on it. Okay, I'll tell you a story about that too, because my son was born while I was shooting that show. So that's 95.
Wow.
So it's like 15 years ago, right? So anyway, so we're out on the island. We're sitting around the campfire doing whatever the hell we were doing. And just talking about, you know, stuff that doesn't get on the show is there's so much downtime or just hanging out kind of time or gathering
right.
firewood time. So, and some of us would work and some of us just wouldn't do anything, but... But food was a big topic of conversation, and movies and popular culture, things like that. So Taya Leone came up at one point, and everybody agreed that she was really funny, you know. And I'm just sitting there going like, yeah, man, I think she's funny too, you know. And just sort of waiting for anybody, for any shoe to drop, never dropped. So, I mean, and that's why... I got into writing because I could be on an island with people talking about the woman that I'd played opposite for 2 years and they didn't know who I was.
You know what's so funny, though? When Ben told me you were in it, I got flashing back to the show, and we're going to see if we can find some episodes. Do you know where we can watch it at? Or
I don't know, but I'm sure it's on Hulu or
no,
one of
it's
those
not there.
Things.
We looked it up.
Not on Hulu.
Honestly, I don't know. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me for some tape of myself or, you know, for clips because I've actually started acting again this year, and they wanted to have some, you know, some clips of me. And I acted so long ago, I don't have anything on DVD. You know, everything I have is VHS.
Video?
Yeah. So which is of no use to anybody, you know.
The Coneheads are on there. How long? How much were you in the Coneheads?
How long was I in the Coneheads?
Yeah, because I know what movies you were in. I'm going to have to now go watch them all again because, like, the Coneheads were one of my favorites.
Okay, well, here's the thing about the Coneheads, right? I'm literally the first thing in the Coneheads.
Ah.
Okay, or maybe the second thing. It's like, you know, it's Paramount Pictures Presents, and then there's a rocket ship or something. And it shows up on some radar screen, and it's me and some guy looking at a radar screen, and somebody says, hey, look at that. And here's my line. You ready, everybody?
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah, man.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
That's awesome.
Dude, I still get checks.
That's awesome.
Get checks? Wait, you still get checks?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the great thing about being an actor, you know, and that's the thing. It's funny because when you really hit as an actor, you know, when you're on a series, you get paid really well on a per-episode basis. But it's because you've been, you know, eating macaroni and cheese for 5 years before you got there, and if you don't work again for another year, you ain't going to get that kind of money. So you know, when you do a SAG, a union job, the residuals are great. I get 4 cents
okay.
at a time.
This
but
makes
I do,
me come
I still
with
get
my
first. For going, what is it?
This is my first Survivor question. Then what the?
Okay.
Ben told me I couldn't curse tonight because I have a tendency to say the F word just because.
Oh,
it's
are we
just
allowed
a
to?
No, we're allowed to, but he told me to be
still.
Good tonight because we
you
didn't
know
who was listening, and we wanted to make sure it was nice and everything. And I almost did it already. But anyways, how the heck did you choose to go on Survivor and not keep on with the acting and make some money? I mean, because you don't make nothing on Survivor.
Well, you do make something, right?
You
everybody
make...
who participates gets something, and the longer
yeah.
you last, the more you make. So it's like a paid vacation, you know, and certainly if you win, you get paid a tremendous amount of money. Well, how did I choose? I had basically stopped acting and was a full-time, you know, I'm a full-time writer. I'm a TV writer, movie writer. I wrote a book and some articles and things like that. I loved Survivor. I'd always watched Survivor. And when I was approached at a party by Lynn Spillman, actually, to see if I'd be interested, and I have no idea what I was doing. I mean, I was just standing there talking in probably an animated fashion. But I was, like, wearing a leather coat, and, you know, I was looking all slick for this birthday party, or my version of slick, which was probably comical, but she said, you know, would you be interested? Actually, she was interested at that point in my doing The Amazing Race with my wife. Would we be interested? And I said, yeah, of course. You know, and she said, I also do Survivor. And I said, I do Survivor, too. I'd love Survivor. And she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then I said, because she didn't know me as an actor either, I said, but I got to warn you or tell you, you know, I was on a CBS series as an actor in the early 90s, a show called Grapevine. I'd sold scripts to CBS as a, and the CW, which is you know, under the umbrella of CBS.
Yeah.
Pilot scripts. You know, I'm known by many of the people over there as a show business professional. You know, and she said, "Oh, don't worry about it. You know, let's see what happens." And you know, basically, all that would happen is I would submit an audition tape and get into the pool. And so I said to my wife, because I was excited, I said, it'll never happen. They'll never let me go. But I'm not going to be the one to say no. Let them be the ones to say no. You know, I'll say yes as long as they say yes. And they said yes all the way. So I was happy. Really, it was as simple as that, you know.
So are you continuing to follow Survivor?
I watch it all the time. Yeah, we have a whole group that comes over and you know, they like watching with me because I have some insight as to what might be going on, what they're not showing us, how things, you know, work, and because it's a great show. So we always have some food, and we sit down, and we watch Survivor. And actually, some of the gang that I watch with hadn't seen Cook Islands. And so we've just recently been rewatching some of those. I haven't seen those in 5 years, and that's really fun.
We've had a lot of Cook Island people on the show, and
yeah.
I tell you right now, Cook Island's been. I might have to go back and watch it again too because there's been, like I said, we've had Cowboy,
yeah.
Christina, Billy Garcia,
great,
now
sure.
you. There's been a lot of Cook Island people, and I'm looking forward to going back and watching that one.
I think it's a really fun a season. Some of it's hard to watch and go back and relive, you know, but it's a hell of a season of Survivor and a beautiful, beautiful place, and, you know, it's just fun for me to watch it again.
Okay, Jerry got some chat questions, but I'm going to steal one because I was going to ask the question anyways. And he always steals my questions anyways. So do you still have the hat?
Yes, I do. I have that hat. I don't wear it anymore because it's crushed beyond recognition. But I do have the hat, and I have the buffs, and I have the water bottle. I have all my shirts, and I have everything from Survivor.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. And the funny thing is, I still wear the sneakers from both seasons. I got like the best. Well, you know, because I was only out there for 30 days or something, right? You know, no matter how much of an ass-kicking you're giving your shoes, it's still only 30 days. So, you know, I still have the sneakers that I wore. It's fun.
Okay, wow. Cherry, I know you got chat questions.
All right, Cherry, let me help.
Paul would like to know, are most of the scripts that you write sitcoms?
Thank you for the question, Paul. No. I have never written a sitcom script. No, that's not true. That's not true. The first script that my wife and I wrote together and fell in love writing was called Sitcom, and it was behind the scenes at a sitcom in the writer's room, writing for some horrible producers who will remain nameless that they were based on. But most of what I write, or what we write together also, are dramas, thrillers. I write horror movies, genre movies. What else? Yeah, so mostly like exciting, kind of dark things, really, with some humor in them, you know, obviously, but dark stuff. Right now we're just finishing a TV script called Yesterday about a girl who some days wakes up and realizes she's living the day for a second time, and how can she affect the outcome of the day? Because she's the only one who has some idea of what's going to happen. Kind of a fun idea.
So kind of like the Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Right, kind of like the Groundhog Day, but instead of like Groundhog Day, which sort of happened over and over and over until he got it right or learned whatever he had to learn. I don't quite remember what happened. He got
that's what it was.
Andy McDowell to say "I love you" or something. He's not being Bill Murray. He's not being such a jerk, right? No, she just has sort of one shot at a second chance. And
gotcha.
Anyway, it's sort of a high concept, fun action show.
And Jen Frog would like to know if you are Team Russell or Team Rob.
Well, Jennifer, first off, you know Rob is so appealing. Right, and so smart. He's playing the game so well. I mean, he's fabulous to watch, right? And Russell is just loathsome, I think. I mean, you know, he just is just a horrible creep. You know, we all applauded when he got voted out after we all went, oh, God, when we looked at his armpits and found out he had shaved his armpits before he went out there. What a psycho. I mean, what a psycho, right? You know, am I looking forward to him coming back? No, I'm looking forward to him being ignobly foisted from the game and having to go to wherever he goes, Loser Lodge, I guess.
You know what, John? You just made my day because I am the most anti-Russell fan. People
he's just a
hate
pig.
Me. I mean, people yell at me. Because they think he's the greatest thing, and I'm like...
But that's interesting. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it, so you and I agree. And he makes for great television.
Right.
You know, but so does Muammar Gaddafi. So, you know, right now, I mean, it's like watching a... It's not even like watching a car accident. It's like
watching Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it's like Charlie Sheen. You know, it's true. You can't take your eyes off him. But, you know... So what is it about Russell that people like? He calls it like it is, or he does what people would like to be able to do, or I mean, I don't know.
You know what
You
know what it is? It's because he got idols before everyone else did, and that's the only thing I see that he's done so great that hasn't paid off.
That's only thing.
Having been out there a little bit, I think I hate him so much because he's such a bully, right?
And
he plays this terrible, tyrannical fear card, this kind of Napoleon card where, you know, you look at me the wrong way, I'm going to cut your head off. And I guess he made good on that kind of threat a little bit, but you know, knowing how stressful it is out there, I can only imagine what it would be like for the folks on a team with him. The first two times, how he got away with it, I still don't know. But this time, having seen his game, they just said, we don't need this kind of energy. We don't want this guy around. Who needs to be in constant fear? You know, he sets people against each other. Let's get rid of him because he really is a terrible energy to have around, you know. I think they
You know what's so funny about it? Is he tried to cut the head off of a rooster, and the rooster attacked back. And
come on, that was awesome. I mean, I don't know what this rooster guy is really all about. If he's a
me either.
If he's a
he's got one hell of a man sweater though, doesn't he?
Yeah, that talk about disgusting, fabulous, right? I mean, just you could knit that thing, and it's like an alpaca or something. And his spelling of the name Russell was, you know, fantastic. I mean, I'm not, I guess I'd spell it with two L's, but it's the E, it's the Russell.
Russell.
You know, I mean, that's like how you pronounce it. It's like, his name is Russell. He never even heard the Russell part. I don't know. So I'm very anxious to find out what this guy is all about. You know, they're obviously playing him like a kind of a lunatic or a loon. Yeah. You know, which Survivor kind of needs in the opening few episodes. You get these big, wild characters who sort of can't sustain. They sort of blow themselves up. All respect to Cowboy. He was a character like that. Or Billy, you know, who are great guys. And I really like them a lot. But, yeah. You know, in terms of being out there with some folks that are stressed out as it is, these extremely big personalities. Maybe people thought I was an extremely big personality, but a guy like Rooster, what's his actual name? Larry?
Ralph.
Which he spells with an E, I'm sure. you know, a guy, you know, if Ralph can calm down a little bit, maybe he can go far. I don't know. It'll be fun to watch. I'm enjoying the season tremendously. How do you guys
think about them throwing the competition to get rid of Russell?
Well,
did you agree with that?
See how? I mean, I never threw one. It never came up. I didn't realize at the time that Ozzy and that team were throwing that happened in Cook Islands. That's how Billy got tossed off, right?
Yep.
But what you realize is because it's a viable way to play the game. I mean, you don't want you can't sustain going week after week like that. But if you've got a cancer, if you've got a guy that you are so in hate with that you would literally throw the challenge to get rid of him, that's a lot of hatred. I mean, Russell was stinking the place up and really making life difficult for everybody else. It wasn't just, oh, this guy's a pain in the ass, but okay. It was, we have to get rid of this guy. I want him out of here right now to the degree that I will give up a shot at a clue for an immunity idol and all those pretty nice luxury items, you know. And the chance of going up by three players, which they would have been had they not thrown the challenge.
I still think it was better to get those sore off the tribe and push him out the door and everything. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying to them it made sense. You know, he was so horrible to have out there, you know, that was
right.
A smart move on their part, I guess. But,
yeah.
You know, time will tell.
Yep, true.
You can
true.
Still stay around. You got time, a little bit more time and everything.
Sure. If you're interested in talking to me, I ain't going anywhere.
Hey, yeah, cool. You are just like I thought you were going to be, and I'll have.
Is that
I got
good
a
or
lot
bad?
Of questions. No, that's good actually. I have more questions to ask you, but I'm going to take a quick break.
Well, I want to know, but enough about you. I want to know what did you think I was going to be? What do you mean?
No, I just thought you would be fun to talk to. I knew you will have stories. Like, about, you know, background stuff, and that's what I like. I like
cool.
When people, you know, come on, and we don't have to always talk about Survivor. And you're just, you know, it's cool.
That's good. Well, you know, Survivor, see the funny? Go ahead, you talk.
I was just going to say, let me play this quick ad break.
Okay, cool,
thing,
okay.
And take
so
a break.
Business, man.
Yeah, let's do our business real quick, and we'll be back. It's certainly
great.
For Chase from last season.
Hey, y'all, this is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just want to remind you, March 8th, head over to iTunes to get my new EP coming out. Talking country is me. You get your buzz back.
Hello, we're back. Okay, Jonathan.
Chase was the guy who sort of almost won. He was the buffed out guy who said he was an automotive NASCAR dude. Is that him?
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
Get your buzz back. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I got his full song. Maybe before the show's over with, we can play it. But he was really a great guy. We might have a special guest calling in from that season too. She told me yes, but you know how it is sometimes. They get busy and stuff.
Like me last week.
Oh, it's okay. We understood.
Oh yeah. I mean, I tried. I would have done it, but here I am.
I'd rather split you two up, anyways. Because Cowboy, we had Cowboy last week, and I tell you, he is crazy. And I never met I didn't realize how crazy he was, but he's great. He made me laugh.
Did he make you laugh?
Oh, yeah. Totally. And I need it nowadays. I'm having some health issues, so
it was great.
Yeah, I need to have open heart surgery, so this is my livelihood right now, and what I do, but I can't do much, so it's great. And speaking of injuries, I want to segue real quick.
Oh yeah.
You know when you got hurt on Cook Island, fan versus favorite. Yeah. That was the most, I think, one of the worst ones I've ever seen someone have to leave for. And not worse in the sense of it was bad, but you didn't want to go, right, at all.
Not at all. God. Oh, man, that sucked. What can I tell you about that? Basically, I was thinking about that the other day, and the funny thing is that I really screwed myself up. I don't know if I ever sort of said this, but what happened was it was at the merge, right? The big merge. Maybe there had been a little one before that, but that was like the big big swap up. There was a big swapping of the teams,
yep.
And so we had new players on my team. I was playing with different people, and then we won this challenge. And in the challenge, I got injured. And the day before, 2 days before, I had gotten a cut on my leg. My other leg, and really sliced the hell out of it. I was out in the water with James and screwed up and got lost. It was sort of scary. I was out literally in the middle of the water with this hatchet and bleeding all over the place. And there were a lot of sharks out there. Not that I saw them, but I sort of realized, like, wow, I could get eaten by a shark and nobody would ever know because there were no camera crews. There was nobody around. I was really in east
God.
Nowhere.
There was a few sharks out there, some female.
Yeah, that season, that was deep, man. That was crazy out there. But this was before that kind of happened. I got back to camp finally with this big gash on my left leg. But I'd been in the water for so long that it got totally cleaned out, right? And they brought the medical team in and they sewed me up. I got two or three stitches. And I didn't have a second problem with that leg. So the next day or the day after that, I don't remember, we go and do this. We go to this challenge. It had been raining and raining and raining. It was totally muddy. And they made us wait for a couple of hours, literally, in the rain, until they thought that it was safe enough to do the challenge, I guess. And they swapped up the teams, and Alexis and I were doing the thing, and we won. You know, my team won, and I stopped the challenge, and I was bleeding badly out of my right knee.
I remember.
Punctured, okay. So they wanted to treat me there. And we had won this reward, which was food and a grill or something. And some of the members of the other team, who were the fans' half of the show, hadn't eaten really in the whole time that we'd been out there. They hadn't won a single challenge except for the very, very first challenge. This is my memory. I might have it wrong. And callers or listeners, if I'm getting it wrong, please correct me.
They will.
But I said, you know what, guys? It's getting dark. My leg is going to be fine because I was remembering what had happened to my other leg the day before. They're going to stitch it up and I'll have no problem with it. Let's get back to the island so that my team can cook this food that we just won when there's still a little bit of light and we can actually, you know, enjoy ourselves. Otherwise, they're going to be sitting here on the beach waiting for me to get attended to. And that invariably takes an hour or two to happen and it would be pitch black by the time we got back to camp. So I did this, you know, noble team thing, trying to win points with my new team. And unfortunately, which was fine, and we got back and we cooked and blah, blah. By the time the medical team got to the beach to treat me, it was dark out. And I'd been on the beach with this hole in my leg. And between that and the mud, there was just stuff stuck in my leg, and they cleaned it out as best they could, but they were cleaning it in the dark on the beach, and then they stitched it closed, which turned out to have been a bad mistake because they weren't able to really clean it out entirely. There was still stuff in my leg that they stitched in there. Mm. And so I immediately started, the infection got bad. I lasted about 48 hours or 72 hours or something like that before the infection really was spreading up and down my leg, and that's when they pulled me out of the game.
Yeah, that was, like I said, was one of the more sadder moments, I think, of Survivor when it comes to those injuries.
Yep.
Because you were such a good player that year, and for you to get taken out because of this, you know, minor... It was minor that got big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It turns out, and I didn't think about it at all in the interim. I said, you know, bad luck on me, and I got hurt, and I had to leave. And, you know, and when the doctor said, look, you're going to leave the game, you're going to the hospital, the question is, are you going to go with the infection in your blood or now? You know, because that's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to eventually get it. You know, you got about 12 to 24 hours, and then it's going to be septic. And you don't want to have that situation here in Micronesia because, I mean, you could die. That's just the truth. I'm not saying I would have died, but it really would have been bad, you know. And when she put it that way, I'm like, okay, you know, I got a wife. I got a wife and kids. And at the end of the day, it is just a game. It was very sad, but I wasn't going to take any, you know, crazy chances with my health. It was only much, much later when I'm watching the season with my friends. And, you know, I got that injury sort of the episode, maybe two episodes before I had to leave. I don't remember how they edited it. But, you know, I got a number of phone calls from friends of mine whose spouses or fathers were doctors. And they said, I saw that injury. Please tell me they don't stitch your leg up. This happened twice that night that I had the injury. And I'm like... They did stitch my leg up. Why? And, you know, I heard like in the background, oh my God, the infection must have been horrible. And I said, how did he know that? You know, what, I mean, how did he know? And it was like, well, you just don't stitch up a puncture wound. That's not what you do. You leave it open, and I could have cleaned it out myself, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it's all hindsight and you know. It's a shame, and I often wonder what could have happened if I hadn't gotten injured, but you know what? I did get injured, and that's what happened. So, you know, you can't really go back. You can't. There are no second tries.
No. Hey, Jerry.
Although I had a second try. Yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, yeah, you did get a second try.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jerry, I see we have some chat questions.
I do have a few. A few people in the chat room, Lola Drives Jeep and Busy Man, would like to know, now that you've done Cook Island and Fan versus Favorites, would you, if given the chance, do Survivor again?
Yeah, sure I would.
You would?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, I'm not as limber as I was. I'd have to get back into shape. But I'll tell you, I was in pretty good shape for Fans versus Favorites. I really worked out well. I'd learned a lot of lessons from Cook Islands. I was in pretty good shape for Cook Islands, but I was in really good shape for Fans versus Favorites. And if I could get myself back into some kind of shape, I would try it. But I, you know, I wouldn't blame the other folks out there unless it's some kind of all-star situation. They'd look at me, if not like Russell, they'd look at me like Boston Rob and say, dude, you had two shots already. You know, give somebody else a chance. I think I would have a hell of a hard time getting to the end, but I try. Sure, I would.
I was thinking more. I was comparing you to Kobe, actually.
Yeah. Okay. You know. Well, I mean, you know. Again, I don't know. I don't know what kind of shape I'd be in. The truth is, my neck has never been the. You know, you go out there and you're running on adrenaline. You're sleeping in the dirt.
You know, my neck is a little screwy now. My, you know, one of my arms was screwed up for a while from a challenge I did, and I herniated my stomach. I still have a funny thing that pops out of my stomach once in a while. I got to push it back in. That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's true. But because it's such an extraordinary thing to be, I mean, I did it to be away from everybody, really, to have that kind of Robinson Crusoe experience, which I had and loved. You know, the challenges and the social game, that's hard and fun, but it was the being out in the water and hitting fish and getting clams and building shelters, and that's what I loved the most.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Paul would like to know, how did you feel about the ethnic theme of Cook Island?
Well, I thought it was fine, you know, because, and it was just a way to start some discussion and to get the show going. Very quickly we were mixed up. You know, it's funny because, and I've said this to Yul, and he agreed with me, and Yul and I are good friends,
cool.
Have become good friends, you know, and I said, because there's a relationship, apparently, a sort of a classic relationship of a big brother, little sister, and I'm not talking literally the big brother and little sister, but figuratively, and that's what he and Becky sort of found with each other. You know, they were both highly educated, motivated, she's a lawyer. He may be trained as a lawyer too. I know he went to Stanford and Yale. I mean, the guy's a genius. But they very quickly saw in each other very, very kindred spirits, you know. And I said to him, what would it be like, Yul, if, what was I, 45 at the time or something, you know, if there was a 40-year-old married Jewish screenwriter actress out there? From Hollywood or New York, you know, you think I could have maybe, you know, found that kind of solid ally? And he says, listen, I totally agree. I know how lucky I was that Becky was out there with me, and for her to have me out there with her. And the second time I played, I really felt that I had that to a much greater degree with Eliza. She and I were very tight, had a great time together, and really were prepared to go all the way together. And I know my getting knocked out was a big blow to her and her game.
Right.
You know. I'm sorry, just to finish up, the ethnic thing, you know, we're all so disparate anyway. I actually think that it all came down, at least for a long time, on a kind of socioeconomic level, you know. I know a lot of people were pissed that Ozzy didn't win, or felt that he could have won because he was sort of the ultimate survivor in terms of physical ability, right? Which is true, you know, but certainly Yul and Becky and I, as, I don't know, for whatever reason, really, really saw kindred spirits in each other. Candace as well, I think.
Yep.
Anyway, that's my answer, Paul.
Someone wanted to know, how hard are those challenges?
Some of them are just terrible. Some of them are really freaking hard. There was one in Micronesia that there was the big sort of water bag, like football challenge, you know, get three bags from the other team across your line or something. Do you remember that? I don't know. It was sort of a football thing, and we're just wrestling in the water.
I do remember that.
I remember one of them on one challenge, but it's been, you know, they've reused them.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, it's basically, you know, okay, let's give them a couple of bags of sand in the water, and they will just absorb a lot of water, so 15 pounds of sand become 40 pounds of sand, you know, that kind of thing. And the tide will be coming up as you're doing the challenge, so that even though it takes place in 4 minutes in TV time, you know, it's taking 45 minutes or an hour in real time. And what had started as ankle-deep water is thigh-deep water by the time the challenge is over. It was murder. It was really exhausting. That said, it was a lot of fun. You know, they were all fun, and I always looked forward to it. I was never like, oh my God, I'm in dread of this. You know, I just couldn't wait to get out there and play.
I think you get bored too. I mean, and so when you go out to the challenges, that at least gives you something to do other than sit around and do nothing at the camp. You know what I mean?
Well, I wish they showed more of that on TV. Now, I think in the old days of Survivor, they did, you know, a show about people surviving. You know, what would it really be like if you were shipwrecked? What would happen is no longer really what the show is about. And fair enough, the show has morphed a little bit and is still fabulous show. But I never felt bored out there. You know, I was never itching for them to give me some stimulus because,
okay,
again, as I said, I just wanted to go away from everybody as much as I could and fish, you know, or see if I could climb a tree. You know, how do you climb a coconut tree? Well, you got nothing but time. You can frickin' figure it out for yourself, you know. How do you get a clam out of the ocean? Well, you got 4 hours, and by the end of it, you figured out how to do it.
The one thing we've always talked about on this show, and we're huge Big Brother fans on this show, we always wish we can get the Big Brother feed type for Survivor.
That would be 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week cameras on Survivor where we could view what's going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, see what's going on in the camp and watch
You know, you guys should contact, Burnett because that footage does exist. Now, it's not a live feed per se. In other words, the Big Brother house have these, I don't know exactly technically how it works, but basically it's that there's a feed, and off that feed they're making recordings. But you could tap into the feed all the time. They don't have, you know, stationary sort of cameras just doing a feed like that. That's my dog, not my kid. If you heard that howling in the background,
yeah, we hear it. It's all good.
A dog.
Yeah, my kid has a low pitched bark. the cameras are being carried around by crew members who are the unsung heroes of Survivor because they do everything that the survivors do except backwards and carrying cameras on their backs.
Right.
You know, for every scene that you've got of Russell or somebody stomping through the woods, you've got some guy who's facing Russell, right, so he can focus on him. So he's walking backwards through the woods with a camera. So, you know, you've got this other guy, the sound guy or whatever, who's sort of leading that person, holding on to him, walking through the woods. And these guys are incredible camera people and work, you know, for 12-hour shifts, lugging these cameras around, shooting lunatics, you know, natives in the wild. But that footage does exist somewhere, and I'm sure, well, I'm not sure, but there might be a way to get some of that and just watch it. It could be very cool.
He's one of the
most brilliant guys. I started watching him back when he was doing eco challenges back before Survivor ever existed. And my husband and I would stay up for the whole weekend and watch the eco challenges that he did. And then from that, they said that he was going to start doing a show on network TV called Survivor. And that's how I started watching Survivor.
So you've been watching from the very beginning.
Yes.
Well, Burnett, I mean, Burnett is a brilliant, brilliant guy.
Yes.
You know, and at the end of the day, he's a pretty down-to-earth guy. I mean, he's a Special Forces English soldier. He was always giving me grief. He'd say, I just read the shortest book in the world. What's that, Mark? Great Jewish Sports Stars. And I'd say, no, Mark, I read the shortest book in the world, Yabo English Soldiers Made Good in Hollywood. There's one entry, you know. Two things about Mark Brett. I'll tell you two things quickly. One is he said to us before, the night before we began on Cook Islands, and I'm sure he said it to the fans the night before Micronesia started. He said, guys, we're spending millions and millions of dollars for you to have this experience. Okay? You have no idea how much it costs to do this. And I want you to drink in every sunset, every sunrise, every arrival of every wave on the beach, because before you know it, you're going to blink. One of you is going to be out in 3 days. It's going to be over. One of you, the winner, is only going to be here 39 days. It's not long. And you're going to spend the rest of your lives trying to figure out how to get back to this experience, because there's never going to be anything like it again in your life. So I want you to truly, truly take in this experience that you're about to have, which I thought was fabulous advice and exactly right. You know, that's kind of the truth. And maybe you've met some of these folks in your conversations, guys who and women who kind of are still living on that beach.
Yep.
You know, that's the defining moment of their lives. I'm lucky enough, and I'm literally knocking on wood, that it's one of those defining moments for my life. I've have a very full, rich life, as I'm sure everybody listening does, you know. But it is such a profoundly strange and exciting thing, you know, this once in a lifetime experience that you can go through, that I got to go through twice, amazingly, lucky me, that you do. You know, I tried to drink in every second of it and could probably tell you almost everything that happened to me in the course of all those, whatever it was, 50 days that I was out there total, something like that.
You know, that's amazing. I got a question, though.
Am I talking too much, guys? I'm sorry. I know I can't.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. And this one might give us a little talk, too. I have feeling from you. Would you like to see a celebrity survivor?
Yeah, if you can do it for real. You know, I'd heard a rumble, like Probst had said something about a one-week charity kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And that's cool. I mean, listen, if that's what it takes, sure, why not? I'd watch that. But the thing about Survivor is, man, it will break you down to your true self at the end of the day. You know, you're out there. That's why reality TV is kind of cool, because what you see is that who that person is. You know, you cannot lie for 39 days. You just can't. You can't live a lie. Even if you can live a lie to the rest of the tribe, maybe, you still have that camera that you're going to expose yourself. And everyone does that on Survivor. I told him so-and-so I lied about this, that, and the other thing. You know, you have this confessional. And I'd be interested in seeing, if they were real celebrities, I'm not interested in seeing Judd Nelson, you know, on Survivor. But I don't know why I picked Judd Nelson. Maybe he'd be fine.
I was going to say, he's not that bad of an actor, is he?
No, I'm poor. Listen, forgive me, Judd, if you're listening. I have nothing against you. I don't know how that name popped into my head. But you know, and you know what? Honestly, that's probably unfair, too, because everybody that I ever played with out there was an interesting person. You know, everybody's interesting. If you listen to their story, everybody's got a story to tell that's cool.
Well, I have one person's name I want to give you, though.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if he would do good on Survivor, and that is Jason Alexander. You know where
I
love I'm going, right?
You know, I owe my life to Jason Alexander. This is true. Jason Alexander introduced me, and his wife introduced me to my wife.
Yeah, I knew
that. My 20th year of marriage to Stacey.
Wow.
And I owe that to Jay and Dana. So if you guys are listening, bless you. Would Jay do well in Survivor? You know what? He really might. He's an incredibly personable guy. He's a physically very tough guy. He's a martial arts whiz. Oh, yeah, he does martial arts. He does magic. He's an incredibly, you know, I mean, Jay.
You know, I'm watching Steinfeld right now, too, on the television, just to let you know.
Is it on right now? You know, Jay Star, his great love is a musical comedy theater. He's a Tony Award-winning performer. That's like the Oscars for Broadway. And he's a brilliant singer, but people don't know he's a brilliant dancer. The guy moves like Fred Astaire. He's the most graceful guy. I mean, he's not a huge guy, and sometimes he can tend to be a little heavy for his size, but the man is like twinkle toes, you know. And so in challenges, he's brilliant with puzzles and games, and he's, you know, people love him. Everyone who meets him loves him. So I bet he could kick some ass out there. I'm going to suggest it.
Cool. Yeah, I had to ask that. And here's another one I wanted to hear your opinion. Do you think she would do good? And I don't think she would do good myself. But Fran Dresser.
Fran. Fran, no. I don't think Fran's ready to sit out there. Fran.
So you would fire her out there, too? And
No, I wouldn't. I'm Danny, who kicked her on her fanny. And now she's
Sorry. Some ways, ain't they? I mean.
What's that?
I said these have been good questions, segues.
Listen, I love Fran. She's hilarious and brilliant woman, person. She's a brilliant woman. I mean, she is a woman, and I say that because she's, sexy, great woman, and she's a brilliant person. But I don't think she'd like it out there. I don't think she'd want to be out there,
Right.
I mean, the funny thing is you talked to, and you guys must have had these conversations with everybody, Survivor, and some people say, I'd love to play Survivor, and some people say, my idea of roughing it is a motel, or crap like that. I've heard so many stupid, idiotic lines like that, My idea of roughing it is sitting in the back seat, somebody said to me. You're an asshole, Anyway.
I'm having so much fun in this interview. I love catching up with the past Survivor people, and I'm talking too much, I feel like, tonight a little bit.
I feel like I'm talking too much.
It's just
no,
too, I mean, Ben, you got anything you want to ask?
Yeah, I want to ask, are you watching an episode of Seinfeld that has John in it?
Oh, no.
Which ones are you in?
I'm only in one. I'm in one right at the end, one of the very last episodes. It was really fun. The episode is, let me think, it's called The Bookstore. Okay, so here's what happens in the episode, and if you guys are Seinfeld fans, you'll know it.
Oh, I
George
will.
George goes to a bookstore, and he, needs to use the bathroom, and he wants to read something.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Kramer and Wayne Knight, what's his name, the big fat guy, are running, a rickshaw business, right? Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the year before, had embarrassed herself at the J. Peterman Christmas party by dancing very badly and making out with somebody. So this year she makes out with me, and then I wind up being a heroin addict who gets hit by a runaway rickshaw. I don't even remember what Jerry does in this episode. Anyway, it was hilarious and great fun to shoot.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah, I know every episode of this. That
right, you know what I'm talking about? It was one of the very, very last episodes.
Yeah, he has to go to the bathroom, and he takes the book to the bathroom, and then when he tries to put it back on the shelf, they had the censor.
They go crazy on it. Right, yeah.
And didn't Uncle Leo? Was that the one that Uncle Leo? Rest
yes,
his soul,
Uncle Leo. Len
didn't
Lester
he get
just
caught
passed
book
away?
Stealing?
Oh,
didn't he,
wow!
Wasn't he shoplifting?
Yes. He just
passed away.
He just passed away. I was saying, Len Lester.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
Yeah, I remember the end. It showed the rickshaw running down the hill with somebody screaming in it.
Right, and me stepping off the sidewalk. I've just been through rehab or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like $1 million, and I get smacked with the rickshaw.
Oh, God. Awesome.
What else can I tell you, my friends?
I have one more question for you. I got a bunch, but let's get this one. Where can I see your Academy Award nominated movie?
That's a great question.
Down on the waterfront, right?
Yeah, down on the waterfront. I wish everybody could see it, and you will be able to once Stacy and I figure out how to. As I said again, we did it so long ago that it's only on actual film and videotape, and we have to digitize it so that we can. We'll put it on YouTube or we'll put it on any site. It would just be fun for people to see. And we were just talking about that because this year's Academy nominated shorts, and some of them are wonderful. And the winner is a wonderful movie called The God of Love by a very young, very talented writer, producer, director, actor who did it all himself. His name is Luke Matheny. Remember that name because he's going to be, I think, a big deal. But all the nominated shorts, including the winning short, are on YouTube now. And guys, watch them. They're wonderful movies.
I was wondering where we can see them at, and I like to go. I am going to definitely go see them. Because
yeah, and they are playing. I know that there's a company that's taking them around to some sort of art movie theaters around America,
right,
and showing the live action and the animated shorts. And guys, I can really, really recommend them. I saw them. You know, I'm lucky enough to be in the Academy, and so I get to vote for every year I take my kids to see the shorts to vote for them, and this year some really, really wonderful ones.
Have you ever been to Sundance?
Yeah, a couple of times. We took that short to Sundance. In fact, that's when we heard that was in 93 maybe. We heard that we were on the short list to be nominated for the Academy Award at Sundance, and that was in January. And then we very quickly heard the good word in February, and then we spent the incredible 6 weeks as a Academy Award nominees, and went to the Oscars, and it was amazing. One of the great, great times in my life.
Did you see Cameron Diaz at the Oscars?
No, I didn't see her at the Oscars, but I did a movie with her, and
I know,
but not at the Oscars. Cameron is a hilariously funny, fun person. I haven't seen her in a couple of years, but I'm dear friends with her partner, Jesse Lutz, and I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and she says that Cameron is doing great. I think she's. I don't think it's a secret she's dating A-Rod, right? God, I'm
really?
Names all over the place. I'm sorry.
Wait, she's dating A-Rod?
Yeah, Ron didn't watch the Super Bowl. No.
I think they are. Anyway, so I don't know. I haven't seen Cameron in a long time, but Cameron's great.
She was great in Charlie's Angels.
She's hot.
I couldn't think of a movie.
Funny. You know, the reason people think she's so hot, and she is hot, is because she's funny and she's game for anything. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She takes her work seriously, but she's like a fun party girl. She's like, you know, she's the kind of girl that you just want to hang out with all the time. She's the kind of person you want to hang out with all the time. She's always fun and up and just great.
That's what I like about Drew Barrymore, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know her, but I like her work.
Yeah, but you can tell that she's... Cherry, I know we have other questions out there.
Yes,
so.
Okay, Cherry. Let me hear.
I have a few more questions from the chat room. I'm going to try to roll a few of these all into sort of one. They wanted to know if you do charity events and if you're going to be at the Vegas Bash or the Reality Rally. One obviously is in Vegas. The Reality Rally is going to be in Temecula, California.
Well, I don't know what the... I hadn't planned on being at either. I certainly am not opposed to doing charity. I would love to, and would love to help anybody out, you know, that I could. Unfortunately, I have found a couple of times that either my schedule, it just doesn't work out, or it becomes too difficult for me to get to some of the places. I know, you know, Billy was playing dodgeball or something at one point, and we talked about that. But you know, for me to fly to New York and play dodgeball, it just wasn't going to work out. So honestly, I don't know what those two events are. I guess I'm kind of out of the reality loop. I'm out of reality, but I don't know what the reality ballady. What is it? The reality
rally.
What is it?
That's the one with Jillian. You remember Jillian from Gabon? It's down in Temecula, California. And
what do they do? They drive around.
What it is, it's supposed to be like there's a bunch of you guys go in there, bunch of Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Racers,
Survivor.
And what it is there's going to be teams of like Amazing Race teams, but I think it's like teams of four, and they're racing, kind of going to, like, on a race. It's a two-day event. There's probably other stuff, too, going on. But Jillian from Gabon is the one to get a hold of, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fun. And you know, again, I don't know, you know, I don't know how to, like, cast my net and say, like, hey, guys, what's happening? You know, everyone, once in a while, Eliza would be like, how come you weren't in San Diego? And I'm like, well, what would I have done? What are you talking about? You know, oh,
yeah,
my God, we were all, you know, like, well, nobody invited me, you know.
Are you saying that people don't invite you to these events and that you're like I'm trying to think of a word.
Loser?
Oddball?
Pariah?
That no one
calls
yes,
I am the pariah, oddball, wallflower. I don't get invited. Nobody likes me. No, listen, I don't know why, you know, but once in a while I will get like, how come you weren't in Kentucky? You know? And I'm like, I've never been to Kentucky. What happened in Kentucky? We all were playing badminton. Yeah, it was great, you know.
And the Vegas Bash, I'll have to get a hold. I'll have to get it. The Vegas Bash would be fun for you, probably. It's 3 day weekend, or it's usually a 3 day weekend, and it's done by a lady that does Live at the Studio .tv, and she does a Big Brother talk show Wednesdays and Saturdays, but she does other realities too, and.
Well, you know, by all means, please, you know, it's just like, you know, honestly, guys, I hadn't heard this show before, and, you know, you found me on Facebook, and you said, would you like to be on the show? And I'm like, sure, why not, you know?
I know.
That was easy, right?
We like that. We like when you say yes without having to kill us. No, but are you enjoying yourself? And you are enjoying yourself. Everyone else always does. So I want to make sure you are.
Talking to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Because
you're asking me about me, you know. I mean, that makes it easy. You're not asking me hard things like what do I think about, I don't know, politics or, you know, stuff that we got to get all serious about. This is just fun.
Paul,
it is.
Jerry, get Paul's question right there because I was going to ask it.
Okay, did you go to the 10-year Survivor reunion?
Yes, that was, I mean, I'm assuming it was, unless I wasn't invited to it, but I did go to I went to a big party that CBS threw here in L.A. So it was right around the time of because I saw Sandra, whom I didn't really know, and I said, you know, I said to her, this was when, just before that All-Stars or whatever, Heroes and Villains, whatever they called it, was on. And I said, I bet you did pretty well. And she's like, they tell me I did okay. You know, and she had won. And Parvati was there. And, of course, whom I know very well. I played with her twice. And we had a very nice time talking together. And who else did I see? Cowboy. Yao Man I saw. And Candace was there with her husband. And that was fun.
You met the troll, right?
Oh, well, he was very standoffish. You know, I mean, not that I was, like, going out of my way. I just want to shake your hand, Russell. But, you know, I'm like, oh, that's Russell. I guess he had just played in. Well, you know, I was up for the All-Star season, right? You know, Lynn called me and said, well, we're doing something. Would you be interested? And I'm like, hell yeah. And I started training. I started working out for it. I said, but, you know, aren't you going to have anybody? Well, where were they? Borneo? Is that right? Was it Borneo? Bolivia? I don't know where that was. The first time that Russell played, and I said, you know, there's not going to be anybody from the current season. And then very quickly, she said, well, there is a guy that the producers are telling me is pretty great. And I said, okay, great. You know, just let me know because I'm training my ass off here and I'd like to eat again, you know. And really within a week or two after that conversation, she said, this guy's definitely coming back, you know. And I said, will he come back? And she's like, he's going to come home, kiss his wife, and knowing this guy, he'll definitely go back and do it again. And, of course, that turned out to be Russell. I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
But when I laid eyes on him at this big party, you know, he was with his wife, girlfriend. He was with two women and wasn't really talking to anybody as far as I could tell. And you know, I had a lot of people that I'd much rather talk to, so I talked to them.
Yeah, everyone has told me that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the guy is a weird dude. I don't know. You know, I just can't imagine at home. He's just a barrel of laughs. But
have you heard about the scandal that's going on regarding him?
Come on, where he was spoiling stuff, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I mean, I heard about it. I believe it, but you know, I can't vouch for it. I don't know if it's true, but it sure sounds true, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think because my hate, or not my hatred, because I don't hate people.
You can hate him.
my dislike of Russell, I believe it. But yeah, I mean, definitely Russell is a character. And who do you think is going to win this season, though? I mean, who do you think can win? Who's your head out person on this season?
You know, I got to tell you, the hardest thing about the season, making that call, is there's been so much attention paid to people that can't win in these early episodes. I don't really feel I know everybody. I certainly couldn't tell you everybody's name.
Okay.
You know, it was just in this last week that we got a sense of these two NFL guys, the older guy who's, you know, seems like a serious player. There's the Iraqi war vet doctor, seems like a serious player. The other guy that I think is an NFL player, this very Hercules-looking kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, so much attention's been paid, I guess rightly, to Russell and to Boston Rob and to Crazy Phil and to whoever that
Ralph
woman. Ralph, yeah. Ralph.
Kristen.
With the E. Forgive me. I honestly, see, that's the problem. I don't even remember their names at this point.
Kristen.
Yeah. She's the one who found the idol and played it last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so none of those folks are going to win, right?
Right.
So the winner is amongst the sort of the rabble that's just there right now that we haven't even been able to truly focus on. Obviously, they've shown us the winner because they always do that. You know, the winner has spoken or maybe even is speaking every week. But honestly, I don't have a sense. Who do you guys think? Who do you like?
I was just going to really say the thing that I find, and I'm finding it more, is that if you see too much of them in the first few weeks, that means you ain't going to win. And you find the person that they don't show enough, and that's most likely one of them that's going to win.
Right.
Because it seems like there's a pattern. I mean, even Sandra's season, Sandra wasn't shown much the second season, you know, Heroes versus Villain.
Right.
And then she slowly started to creep up on our television, and she slowly started to win me over, and this is why I'm a fan of hers.
Oh,
and
yeah, she's
I don't
great
like Russell.
Player. But part of it is, right, there's a couple of things going on. One is the winners tend to fly under the radar initially. They're not, even if they're playing, they ain't playing hard because they get blown out if you play too hard, too fast.
Right.
Each episode, they're telling a story of who's going to get voted out. They need to lead you to that vote. So, you know, they have the red herring or the person that it might be, and they have the person that it actually is, and they have to focus on each episode certain people that aren't going to be there the next week, you know. They have plenty of time with the winners because they're going to be there the whole time, and
right,
see plenty of them later on down the path. And you've got these psychopaths, you know, who are going to blow themselves up, who are making these crazy moves initially that make for great TV, and that's who they're going to concentrate on in the initial couple of episodes. And then you're right. All of a sudden, Fabio seems to emerge from nowhere because he's just been floating along, not making stories for himself, you know.
What do you think about Philip? The guy that's supposed
to
be the FBI.
Well, the poor guy. He's obviously crazy, right? I mean, I wouldn't want to be out there with him. He would drive a.
Well, he's
insane.
A secret agent.
Yeah, he's like a legend in his own mind. I mean, you know,
I mean,
who knows what he really is?
I think he goes around in his shorts. I think he's a superhero and wears those underwear and like save people from
fuchsia underwear.
Baggy ass underwear. Oh my god. He's
yeah.
nuts. What oh was that? Now, I mean, that's part of it. That is one thing that, you know, the folks who have been out there do have a little insight into, which is they edit it for the vote, right? There's a lot of stuff that just never makes its way in there because it's not, it doesn't seem to tell a story. It's just sort of a weird incident, you know. And clearly what he said at that first tribal, why he blew up, what was her name? The African American lawyer.
Oh, Francesca.
I can't say it because I'm getting water treatments in my mouth.
Yeah, he couldn't. I'm having a treatment. Yeah, that was
treatment
fantastic.
For that.
You know, something happened with him and Boston Rob or other members of the team that led him to realize he needed to flip back.
Right.
Publicly and blow those two women up and throw his allegiance publicly to Boston Rob in the hopes of surviving longer. I have no idea what that was, but there was some other aspect of that story that we haven't seen and may never see. I'm sure of it. Because otherwise it was just too, you know, it was just too insane, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, he thought he was doing something. I mean, it made sense in his mind. Do you know what I mean? And my guess is it was something like people were saying it could be you tonight, or Boston Rob doesn't trust you. You said that you were going to do this, that, or the other thing. And he realized, oh, crap, there's going to be six of them and three of us, and I'm going to be on the outs, you know. I'm going to try to throw my weight into the winning side. I mean, he's a naive fool, but there must have been some rationale on his part in his mind.
The show's almost over with, and I'm going to probably let you go because I want to make a couple announcements. But yeah, I want to have you back again soon, very soon, because we still have questions to ask you about.
Well,
Cook
guys,
Island.
I'm sorry I rambled on, and I hope you get your business done, whatever you need to do.
Hey, don't worry
I
about
will,
it.
I will come back. Great. Just invite me back, and we'll find a time.
Yeah. I'll give you, and I say this probably to lots of people, but tonight your stories and you talked great and we enjoyed it, and it's Paul in the chat room, Paul from Minnesota, said in there you make for a good interview because we don't have to come up with these, you know we don't have to pull questions out of your pull answers out of you know what I mean?
Good.
So
yes.
I
well,
really
like
enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, guys. I really did. Best of luck to all of you, and dude, really, best of luck with your health. And,
yeah.
And I hope your surgery goes smashingly well, and
I
you're back on your feet in no time.
Yeah.
Really,
I gotta get some water off my heart. Actually, you just put me on my Facebook, so I'll post again. Over there and say thank you after the show and or sometime.
No problem.
Okay,
everybody, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Yes, have a good one.
Jonathan,
okay,
appreciate
you too.
It.
The chat room is saying thank you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. Ben. You knocked it out this time with this guest. And I'm gonna tell you right now, that was awesome.
Thank you.
I had questions still to ask him, though. Just
I still do.
Terry, I had so many more questions I could have asked him. I mean, I could have asked him about CSI. The guy is awesome. I mean, the act, he was so willing to talk about it. And, oh my gosh. I feel like I talk too much sometimes, too, guys.
Oh, not at all.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
he was
guys.
Absolutely amazing. He was so much fun, so interesting.
I thought I asked some good questions. I put some good stuff out of my ear tonight. Guys, just to let you know, I have not had nervous stomachs for a show. This is just one reason I wanted to get him off the line, because I hadn't had nervous stomach before a show in a long time. I did tonight. And Holly, I don't know what happened to Holly. I did invite her for Monday, too, if she couldn't do it tonight. There is a caller on the line. I think it's Tom, though. So I'm going to pick him up just in case it is Tom. Tom, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you guys?
yeah, I'll bring you up for a second. Doing great. How about you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. My computers are broken, but...
Cam who?
Tom, the star.
Cam Hartnell star?
Yeah.
Tom,
hey,
the star
Tom, I got one quick question for you, though, bud.
Okay.
Give me a second, I'll remember. And what it was is, what did you think about the interview?
Oh, I loved it.
You didn't have nothing you wanted to ask, did you? You should have pushed one if you did. I was hoping you would have.
Well,
if you wanted,
there was only one question I was going to kind of ask him, but I didn't really know how to word it, so I was kind of.
Okay. Paul said, hey.
It wasn't really a question maybe directed to him. It was just a question, an idea to spread around to talk about.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, he was on that Fans versus Favorites, and I also noticed it with Big Brother 11 when they brought Jesse back, and this season is when players come into the game with other players that have played before, I have a feeling that they kind of pull up this starstruck blinder and forget that they're playing the game, and they just see that the person that they seen on TV and idolized.
Hey, guys. I want to put a bet out there. We got 3 minutes left, but I want to put a bet out there. I want to know, will we see on next Thursday episode a morning of a party over with the two girls, just like we had with when Jesse got voted out? I mean, will we have them crying and be upset morning?
I think so.
What do you think, Cherry? You think we'll get the wake?
I don't know. They might be too busy trying to figure out their next move.
The next move is out the door because they're about ready to. That one girl, I like her because she's a little sassy, but she's going to go right behind and everything. But anyways, let me.
Jen says nope because Russell will be back.
See,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, he will.
You know, Redemption Island, I'm going to tell you right now, is harder than you guys think with him, I think.
Not for Russell.
Redemption
Island
scares me.
You put somebody like that guy from his tribe, the young guy, you know, the Hercules guy, he might can take him.
Oh, Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think Grant can take him.
There's people out there that can take him. I'm just saying, don't think Russell. I mean, and what if Rob goes out there? I think that's what they want.
I think
it is, yeah.
That would be Survivor's ultimate goal, is to get Rob and Russell both on Redemption Island. Imagine the ratings if that happens. I think Redemption Island was built for those two to wind up on Redemption Island together.
I wanted to talk to Jonathan about Redemption Island, and I was too much, guys. I'm sorry if we talked too much, not about Survivor, and we talked about actors, but I really love that part of his vice versa tonight was we didn't have to talk 100% Survivor. And I kept on wanting to ask that question, is what he thought about Redemption Island, because we never really did. He kind of made a knock at it one time, I heard him. I thought he said, what was that called, Redemption, what? And, but I really would like to hear what he had to say about that. I think Redemption Island is just going to be one of these things that's going to be, I don't think it's that big a deal myself. But that's what I'm saying.
I think it's going to be in the game of Survivor for a while.
I just don't think the winner's going to come from there. There's no way it's going to come from there.
Never
There's
know.
No way.
I think it's going to be an Operation Revolving Door.
Yeah, I think so too.
Might be.
Come in and go right out.
45 seconds.
Well, we know. We can go over a couple seconds, but anyways, yeah. Thank you guys for coming. Come back Sunday, 10 p.m. Louie, me, and hopefully we have a surprise Amazing
Super
Race. Yes.
Surprise.
Yeah. We're working on a big one. And Holly should be maybe here Monday since she didn't come tonight. I know she wants to plug it. Don't forget to go donate to her. Don't forget to vote for Lydia. And
for Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Every day.
Every day. And thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
That's
awesome show.
A great night.
Have a great night. Paul, I mean, Paul's usually up here. It's kind of funny. So saying Paul. But Cherry, you did super tonight. And Ben, awesome. And Tom, thank you for listening in tonight. I knew that was you. And
well, thank you for giving me a great show to listen to.
It was. I hate to say it, guys. This was going to be one of my top 10 all-time shows, guys. This is what I say. Right now, I'm going to do something new that I'm going to try to feature every show, maybe once in a while, and that's going to be my 1 minute podcast recap. Today we had a great show. We had Jonathan call in. It was a super show. Survivor. We talked a little about acting. We talked about some people like Jason Alexander and what a character Jonathan was. But he was such a nice guy, and I hope we can have him back very soon. And just, you know, check his Facebook out and support him. So that's it. So good night, y'all.
Good night, Ron. Thanks for a great guest, Ben.
Thank you. You're welcome. Take care, guys.
Bye.
I love this part.